Strong. Yes. Slowly. Oh, I'm forgetting to bring the book. Do you have? Oh, Kannada. Yeah, Swami Harshanandam. We only need the mola.
All the sutras are there on the last page.
Useful it is, Swamiji.
Oh, that.
Yeah, I have it on the Kindle if you want.
And this is there. This is more than sufficient. Okay. We are on the 63 briefly. Stri Dana Nastika Vairi Charitram Nashravani. Whatever harms our spiritual life should never be heard by us. So it is Stri, means the opposite sex. Then Dhana. Whenever you find somebody who has become suddenly rich, you read that story, the lightening desire, why could not I have become also like that? It comes. Then, Nastika, those who don't believe in God, and some of them are not illiterate people, highly literate scientists, they go on telling how God is not necessary. I think I told you one story, whether you remember or not. Some scientists, they found out how to create life out of dust. You know, that is how life started. What they call inorganic matter has become organic matter. What is organic matter? Seemingly lifeless dust, etc. From that, in course of evolution, that life has emerged. Slowly, amoeba, one cell, two cell, multiple cell, then insects, etc., etc. Now it has become a big business. Okay, this is how the evolution has come. Finally, scientists cracked the DNA of prana. And then they thought, now God is redundant. So, Professor Emeritus, retired, honorable. So, they sought an interview with God. God asked, what brings you here? Oh, thank you very much for all that you have done. You created life and evolution. Now, we also could create life, so you could honorably retire. God said, show me. Then they scooped some dust to show him how to create prana. He said, no, 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 not my dust. Bring your own dust. Whatever they create. So, one important point here is, did life come from somewhere else? Or was it there in the so-called inorganic inherent potential? So, there is a scientific law. Whatever you put in the machines, that alone is manifest. Anything. If you don't put certain masala, it will not be there in the food. Suddenly, during the time of frying and boiling, it doesn't come. So, you must put it at the proper time. So, if life was not inherent in the so-called inorganic matter, there is no question of its coming out even in eternity. But first they ignored it. Now they are accepting it. Yes, it must. Because it's unscientific to say something which was not there, suddenly it will come. But they have not gone one step forward. What is that? Consciousness. If consciousness was not inherent, for example, this carpet. Is consciousness there in the carpet or not? Now it is not there. But it will be there. According to Vedanta, there is only one reality. What is it? God, Brahma. What is the nature of Brahma? Sachidam. So that chit must be there. Ananda is there. Because you find out sitting here and sitting here, instantaneously you will find the difference. So, Ananda is there, existence is there. Then wherever there is existence, the other two also must be there. In fact, the whole idea of evolution, now that they are accepting, life was already inherent in it. Inorganic matter, organic, that is called evolution. So wherever there is life, there is consciousness. Can you understand that point? If you say there is life but there is no consciousness, then you will be wrong. If you are having life, then you will have that. All the feelings will be there, sensations will be there. You will be aware, in fact. What is the awareness, first awareness? Don't squeeze me out. Anything, you kick and you cut a rock, this carpet, nothing happens. But even the slightest living creature, even a mosquito, why do you think it runs away from your hand? Because it says in its language, do not kill me, I want to live. That is the nature of prana. Only now the scientists have to come from prana to consciousness. Anyway, coming back to our subject, what is it? First of all, stree. Stree means not woman. Though it is written by a man, we use that word stree. But if a woman had written the Bible, there is a version, you know, gospel. Gospel according to a woman. Is God male or female? You can't say he's male or female. He is male, he is female, he is also inert. So only pranis you can, those who have life, you can say whether it is male or female. But anything that where prana is not manifest, you cannot say whether male or female. You can't say whether it is a male carpet or female carpet. How to know? Male or female? Woman or man? You can sit here if you wish. Otherwise, your back will be suffering.
Thank you.
So you see, man is great or woman is great?
Woman
is great. Yes, woman is great. Why? Because five letters, W-O-M-A-N. Female or male? Male is within female. Naturally, female is great. One G with his wife wanted to travel from Delhi to Jalandhar. So he went to the railway station. He asked how many trains go. So the next train is Punjab Mail. Punjab Mail. So he told Ticketmaster. So he would one in Punjab Mail, one in female. Punjab female. Ticketmaster looked blank and said, Punjab female, what do you want? अरे इतना भी समझता नहीं है सरदारणी भी जाएगा सो विदाउट प्राण द जेंडर डिस्टिंक्शन विल नेवर कम सो ईच आर अट्रैक्टेड बाय द अदर एज इफ टू पार्ट्स हैव टू कम एंड मीट हार्मोनियस देन ओनली रिप्रोडक्शन इज पॉसिबल नाउ ऑफ कोर्स साइंटिफिक मेथड्स आर देयर what is called replication by one cell, etc. That was there in our Puranas, the Ratta Bija. Just one drop of blood and a similar person will come out. Many plants, just they take a few cells. If you want the exact replica, bananas, mangoes, etc., some name is there. Cloning is unbelievable. In England, they have done cloning. They want sheep. They named it to Dora.
Dolly.
It died soon afterwards. It didn't survive. But there are attempts to do it. But usually it is the male and female. The idea is whatever deviates us from our path is to be strictly avoided. Stri dhana. Of all these things, even more powerful than dhana, a stree, is dhana, money. Why? Everybody desires. Male desires female desires male, but everybody, a child also, pocket money. Like that. Money, even if a fellow is about to die and is groaning with pain, tell him you won a lottery ticket. His face will light up, though he had a vision of God. And another 5 minutes, he is about to die. Such is the mesmerization of the... That's why Swamiji remarked, your America, one of the worst countries in the world, sex and dollar. These are the twin goddesses you are worshipped. And it has become even more than all. Then, Nastika. Nastika people are some of the worst people. What is the worst people? If you believe in God, so you try to see God. If you don't believe in God, you keep your philosophy to yourself. You are free to believe in whatever you need. But they go on criticizing all the believers that you are irrational people. How can God exist? The first thing is, if God exists, why is there so much of partiality? Second, why is there so much of misery? So many wars, so much of life. It is, if you study history, if you have any faith in God will totally disappear. Nastika. Then vairi. Vairi means shatru. So if you hear your shatru, shatru means what? There are two types of people. For example, Jesus Christ had many enemies. He doesn't feel anybody is the enemy. Others feel he is the enemy, and he had to be given up. That is why the last before giving up his breath, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What a wonderful prayer. How could he pray? Because he knows that they are not my enemies. They are my own self. Atman. When a person has that kind of vision, this understanding comes. What is that understanding? There is nothing else excepting God. Well, who is an enemy and who is a friend? There is no such distinction. If you say, this is my friend, you definitely have somebody who is your enemy. Sure, you don't say, I don't have any inimical feeling, but these are my special friends. No, such a thing doesn't exist. How? Why? Because if you think this is wrong, you must have an idea of what is good. So if you think this is happiness, there must be an idea of what is unhappiness. So, nashravaniyam. One should not read about, even hear about it. When we are in the initial stages. Then Ramakrishna used to say, when the plant is small, you have to fence it around. But when it has grown strong, then you have to remove the fence. If you don't, then the plant will be harmed because you are hampering its growth by your very tried this method of protecting it. So one should not have any opinionated thinking. That is why in the Gaudapada Mandukya Karika, he says, Tairayam na viruddhyate Advaita Vedanta doesn't have any enemies. Because Advaita Vedanta knows everybody is an Advaita. But Dvaitin doesn't know. They go on abusing. So Satabhushani, Satadushani, Sahasra Dushani, like that book after book have come, condemning the opposite party, like that. But Advaita says, we have no quarrel with anybody because this is the truth. If anybody has got the truth, then there is, Gaudapada specially brings one idea. There would be no raga and dvesha in the hearts of people who know the truth. Why? Because they know it is the truth. And here we are talking about not ordinary truth, talking about God's truth. What is God? If everybody is God, who is going to hate whom? That is not possible. But Dvaitins think that all Advaitins will go to a special Naraka. Ordinary people who are not Advaitins, they may believe in God, they may not believe in God. But Advaitins, they hate Hare Krishna movement, hates Ramakrishna and Vivekananda. Do you know that? Otherwise, they are doing excellent work. They take our Krishna's name. In fact, I have to admire them. How many millions of people they have influenced in practically every country, even Muslims in Africa, are doing bhajan, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Whereas on Krishna Mission, if you get any day 50 audience, you are in seventh heavens. That too, they are so floating population. I don't know. They think there's something we are not able to give. But there is a way. You start your rituals. Tomorrow, people will come. Hundreds, thousands will come. We are Dvaitins, not Advaitins. See, I have seen that one. You know, here, how many people come weekend? Weekend, everybody becomes weekend only. Yeah. You know, from Monday, weakness starts. That's why it's called weekday. Tuesday is still more. But by the time Saturday comes, weekend. 2 days it requires. So, why people are not coming? Whereas Hare Krishna movement, thousands, you know that Krishna's Janmadin. Let us celebrate Holy Mother's birthday, Thakur's birthday. And at least 1,000 people will be there. 1,000 people will be there. Why? Because all Hindus are what? Be and be. Bhaja and Bhuja. Yeah, this is the one. So we have completed Nasravaniyam. No question about it. But always, no. There will come a time. And your faith becomes so firm, then you do whatever. Like Sri Ramakrishna says, when the tree becomes very big, then even if an elephant is tied, then it cannot do any harm to the tree. Unless it happens to fall like this. You have seen that big, huge, how big, fortunately, all the children inside are nobody was there. No, if it had fallen upon even one person, that huge newly constructed wall is completely fallen down. Yeah. Then for the people, all these instructions are for people who are trying to develop bhakti. Then he says, Abhimana Dambhadikam Tyajyam. Abhimana Dambha. Abhimana means egotism. Egoism, egotism. Dambha means what you call arrogance. Arrogance. Sri Ramakrishna gives an example. One day one poor thief entered into somebody's house and stole 10 rupees. So first of all, they caught him. Secondly, they bet him. Thirdly, they have taken to the police and handed over. What is it? The fellow. How dare you attempt to steal from my house. 10 rupee loss was nothing. But that dambha, abhimana, I am such a great man. So it is like that. But now things are becoming older. Police are afraid of people. Teachers are afraid of gundas. Gundaism is going on everywhere. So abhimana, what is abhimana? I am this body, this mind, I am the owner. Totapuri had this abhimana. This is my body. This is my mind. I have done sadhana. I have controlled the body and senses. I have progressed in spiritual life. Now this body is putting an obstruction to my meditation. I will give it up. Who the hell are you to give up? Because nobody can say you are living in a rented home. I am going to sell it off. Yeah. Usually, if it is their own house, they are very careful to put even a calendar.
Yeah.
But if it is a rented house,
yeah.
Everywhere, wherever, thada. Yeah. And they don't want to leave it. Yeah. Okay. Abhimana. This Abhimana is I. What is the obstruction between Jivatma and Paramatma? Nirvana. Abhimana. What is Abhimana? Egoism. So Sri Ramakrishna was asked by somebody, sir, when do I realize God? What was his funny reply? When you die, you will realize, you will see God. If I die, then who is going to see God? It took some time for him to understand that it is your I which is standing in front of you, unable to see God. And he illustrates it. He has got a small towel, puts it there, and says, look, I am so near to you and you can't see my face. So that is called Hiranmaya Patrena. Hiranmayena Patrena. Satyasya apihitam mukham. The worshipper of Surya Deva. Surya means Brahman here. He came to see the Lord. Then he said, I can't see who you are. Your face is covered by a golden, shining, golden disc. What is that gold, shining golden disc? Gold means everybody is attracted. All the attractive things in the world is called the golden cover. Who can remove it? Only the Divine Mother can remove. So he prayed, I am devoted to you and you have to take. It is my right that you reveal yourself to me because whole life I have spent only thinking about you. And immediately he says, then he looks at it. What? I thought it is you. No, it is not you. It's me. You asa soham asmi. I thought you were different. I got it. Now the moment you remove this one, and I see that you are I, and I, you are I, and I am you. There is absolutely no difference between you and me. There was a funny story. I think I narrate all the time. So, Sri Krishna was the king of Mathura. There was a painter, budding painter, or filmmaker, budding filmmaker. Okay. And he wanted to paint Bhagavan Krishna. So, he obtained his permission. Krishna always smiling. Yes, yes, go ahead. And some 10, 15 sittings, and he painted it. One day he announced, it is complete. And so, lots of people came. So, because they did not know the painter, some came to see the fun, some came to see the painting. Like that, thousands of people, hundreds of people came. And Sri Krishna was also present. On fanfare, Sri Krishna was asked to cut the ribbon, remove it. My God, there was no resemblance at all. Because Sri Krishna has changed his form. So, these fellows, Mata Bhuriche, his head started reading. What is this? I took some mistake. Maybe I have committed some mistake. So, second time he took permission. Krishna smiling, everything smiling. Cuts your throat also. Samayamana mukhambujam. Even in the battlefield also.
Yes.
Yeah, always smile. Why? Because there is no reality there. It is all make-believe. I kill as much as you want. I can kill you, that is also not reality. You can kill me, that is also not reality. So second time also, exactly same thing happened. And then people started coming more and more to enjoy fun. Third time also same thing happened. This painter was in despair. He came to the president of the Ramakrishna order. Sir, please help me. What is this man? Every time I take so much trouble to paint, and when you open, totally different. Then do like this. Remember this story? No. So, for the time, he did not paint at all. He announced, this time, lakhs of people came to enjoy the fun. So, Sri Krishna also smiling and went there. So, he cut the ribbon and walked in. It was exactly Sri Krishna's face. What was there? Mirror. Now you change your face as many times as possible. So, what is that mirror? Our mind. When we do sadhana, all the mind will be completely polished and cleaned of every single thought. It becomes just a mirror. So, when you look at the mirror, you will get exactly the face you are having. Similarly, what is it? We don't know we are God. So, when is the mirror polished like that? There are five layers of dust. These five layers is called what? Pancha Kosha. Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha. And if we remove by God's grace, what remains? Pure self. Put the mirror. What is reflected? Pure mirror. So every single object becomes a mirror. You understand now? You are a mirror. If Sri Ramakrishna looks at you, he doesn't see what I am seeing. He sees what you really. He pierces beyond the panchakoshas and sees only what you really are. So, yo asa vasa, he who is within you, so aham asmi, that I am, that really. But it came only by the grace of the divine. That's what happened to Thakur. He had got only one thought in the mind, my divine mother. Totapuri came and said, you have to remove every thought, because thought is what obstructs us from merging in God. He said, I could not do it. You know the story. And he brought one broken piece of glass and pressed it here and concentrated. This time, when the mother's thought came, Ramakrishna said, I took the sword of viveka, discrimination, and cut it off completely. Then there is no division. It is like, you know how there is a pool of water and there is a rope. As if the water was separated, this side and that side. That's what we are all doing, my house and your house. What is the difference? The wall. Remove the wall, which is your house, which is my house. Yeah. It is all just becomes one single earth. That's all. And then now they are doing space also. They divided space. Pakistani F-16 should not come over the space of this. And Indians also, they will shoot them down. This is all human beings, you know. All space madcaps. So, this is what is the first thing to be removed. And all our sadhana is what? For getting rid of this I. Then, I will not go easily. First, mine has to go. Mine means my house, my wealth, etc., 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 etc. That's why M, towards the last, he became quite wealthy by selling only that Bengali edition of the gospel, Kathamrita, five parts, 75 rupees, 15 rupees each. He constructed a huge building and named it Kathamrita Bhavan. And now it is, he had two grandsons, they were both of them unmarried, totally dedicated for spreading Thakur's message at Kathamrita, and they have written it to Belur Math. Belur Math, I think, either taken or shown. They have taken. Okay. Did you visit that one?
I have not yet, but
yeah. Swamiji's house, did you visit?
Yes.
They reconstructed.
It's kind of museum now.
Yes. many cultural activity will take place there. So that house has come now. So there is a verse, you know, before reading gospel, before starting reading, Tava Kathamritam. That's why he named it Kathamrita, Sri Sri Ramakrishna Kathamrita. His house also, he named it as Kathamrita Bhavan. He had become quite rich. But he could have lived a very, very, so I think I narrated, but still in M. He was well trained by Thakur. So now and then, at midnight, in winter season, he'll get up, throw off his warm clothes, walk out of the house. There was a bazaar, road, and beggars used to sleep there. So he would go and sleep with them. The devotees always used to be with him. They noticed it. And then they asked, sir, why do you do like that? He was an old man also. Then he said, it's all Thakur's grace I got this. I should never feel this is mine. To develop or strengthen that idea. But for the grace of God, I could have been one of these. Just to nourish that idea. This is good. What a wonderful idea this is. Okay. So, Abhimana Dambha. Dambha means, if somebody says, okay, this is all mine, that is okay. But it becomes arrogance. A rich person becomes very arrogant. Yeah, well, recently some case was there. One police had stopped one rich girl somewhere, Delhi or somewhere, Jalandhar or somewhere. She got down, went and slapped the police cheek and said, do you know who I am? I'm the daughter of your boss. The fellow simply, sorry, madam. Like that he went. What can he do? Otherwise his job is, this police also got this one. Oh, here there was in Karnataka, one lady was there. Police officer. Very honest. Like your Kiran. Yeah. How many remote places they have transferred her, just because she was telling the truth, went to arrest some rich people, because they were all under his control. One of the most corrupt countries is India, and also corrupt and adulterated. There was a fellow who was suffering from 25 years from severe constipation. He can't get whatever he eats. So he doesn't have appetite. He can't eat. He wants to eat. He can't eat. So he decided, enough is enough. I'm going to end my life. He went and bought this. What is that? Phenyl or something like that? Insect killer and all those things. And the whole tin, he drank and lay down. After 3 hours, because he had such a wonderful purge. In his whole life, he never had that kind of purge. Because that was adapted. Then he, first time in 25 years, ravenously hungry. Then he went to a first-class hotel and ordered first-class food, paid 75 rupees, ate his wholeheartedly, happily came back, lay down and died. That was also... It worked. He wanted to die, it worked in any. So much of corruption. Hopefully, by Thakur's blessing, people are also leading a good life. So, Abhimana Dambhadikam Thyajya. The whole sadhana is only to give up these two, I and mind. First, mind. Last to be tackled is I. Because that I will not go so easily. Then, what should be done? A most beautiful sutra is coming. Tadarpita akhila acharahasan kama krodha abhimana adikam தஸ்மின்னேவ கரணியம் தத் அர்ப்பிதா. தத் மீன்ஸ் காட். அர்ப்பிதா, எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் டு பி டெடிகேட்டட் டு ஓன்லி காட். அகில ஆச்சாரதா, வாட் எவர் குட் ஒர்க்ஸ் யுவர் தி டிவோட்டி இஸ் டூயிங், எவ்ரிதிங் ஹி ஷுட் ஆஃபர் இட் டு காட். அண்ட் தட் இஸ் வாட் ஐ செட் பூஜா. ஒன்ஸ் ஐ ஸ்போக் அபவுட் பூஜா, ஐ பிரீஃப்லி ஸ்பீக் அபவுட் இட் நவ். ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் குட் திங்ஸ், சாதனா, ஜப்ப அண்ட் மெடிடேஷன், தீர்த்த யாத்ரா, அண்ட் தென் பாராயணா, சாஸ்திர பாராயணா அண்ட் சங்கீர்த்தனா, வாட் எவர் வி ஆர் ஏபிள் டு டூ. ஹவு ஆர் வி ஏபிள் டு டூ இட்? பிகாஸ் ஹீ கேவ் அஸ் தி டிசைர், ஹீ கேவ் அஸ் தி இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ், ஹீ கேவ் அஸ் திஸ் மெட்டீரியல்ஸ், ஹீ கேவ் அஸ் தி ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி. ஸோ வி வில் ஹாவ் டு ஆஃபர் வாட் ஹீ கேவ் அஸ். ஆஃபர் மீன்ஸ் நாட் ஆஃபரிங், பிகாஸ் யூ ஹாவ் நத்திங் டு ஆஃபர். ஸோ ஆஃபரிங் மீன்ஸ் லெட்டிங் காட் நோ ஐ எம் வெரி கிரேட்ஃபுல் ஃபார் யூ பிகாஸ் யூ ஹாவ் கிவன் மீ தீஸ் திங்ஸ். திஸ் ஓபச்சாரிக்கா வி கால் இட். இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி சிம்பாலிக். வாட் இஸ் சிம்பாலிக்? ஐ கிவ். தட் இஸ் வாட் வி கால் இன் பெங்காலி கங்கா ஜல். கங்கா ஜலே கங்கா பூஜை. கங்கா ஜலே கங்கா, யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? ஸோ யூ வாண்ட் டு வர்ஷிப் எனி காட் காடேஸ், கேஞ்சஸ் வாட்டர் இஸ் வெரி சீக்ரெட். ஸோ யூ டேக் எ லிட்டில் ஸ்ப்ரிங்கிள் யூர் செல்ஃப், ஸ்ப்ரிங்கிள் ஆன் ஆல் மெட்டீரியல்ஸ் அண்ட் யூ மேக் ஷூர் இட் இஸ் ஆல் பியூர். சப்போஸ் யூ வாண்ட் டு வர்ஷிப் மதர் கங்கா, வாட் வில் யூ டூ? டேக் எ லிட்டில் வாட்டர் ஃப்ரம் ஹர் அண்ட் தென் கிவ் இட் பேக் டு ஹர். ஸோ எவ்ரி திங் தட் இஸ் கிவன் டு அஸ், இன்க்ளூடிங் அவர் பாடி, மைண்ட் அண்ட் தி வேர்ல்ட், எவ்ரிதிங் பிலாங்ஸ் டு காட். இட் இஸ் தி கிரேட்ஃபுல்னஸ் காட் டசன்ட் வாண்ட், பிகாஸ் இஸ் பரிபூர்ண. வேர் இஸ் இ கோயிங் டு கீப்? லைக் ஒன் ரிச் அரப் பாட் ஒன் ஷாப் இன் லண்டன், ஹெரோத்ஸ், ஹியூஜ் ஷாப். வேர் இஸ் இ கோயிங் டு புட் இட்? ஸோ ஹி புட் இட் தேர் இட்செல்ஃப். அண்ட் எவ்ரிபடி ஹூ வாஸ் ஒர்க்கிங் பிஃபோர் ஆல்சோ ஒர்க்கிங் நவ் ஆல்சோ. ஒன்லி திங் இஸ் நவ் இட் பிலாங்ஸ் டு ஹிம். If shop didn't help, it's supposed to be very quality. They only sell quality goods. And they only sell at the very high cost. Only rich people can go. Once I also went. Not for buying. Just to see what are all the things. So a great philosopher used to go to Harold shop. I just substituted some supermarket. He used to go every day from morning till evening because every this one compartment, so much like Walmart, you know, it's like a hole also like that. How much you can see? So somebody asked, sir, you never buy anything. Why do you go on looking at all this? He's telling, I'm trying to find out how many things I could be without. Beautiful. So we don't need most of the things. So, but curiosity, what is Harold's shop? Now I can say that I also seen Harold's shop like that. So if you give to God also, where is he going to keep? He is infinite. Where is he going to keep? He is not going infinite plus infinite. Not going to make any difference. Infinite minus infinite is what?
Infinite.
Ah, that's why zero is the greatest symbol of infinite. Zero. That is why, what is India's contribution to the world science?
Zero.
But how many without zero, the modern science would never have done?
Yes.
So Narada is telling to us, whatever we do, we have still abhimana, offer it to God. How? Oh Lord, you have given and I am offering to you what you have. Tadarpita akhila achara. Achara means every devotional activity, including day-to-day normal natural activities. Everything, your breathing. That is what Bhagavad Gita in two shlokas it says, you know, Pashyan, Srunvan, Sprushyan, Gachyan, Jigran, Ashnan, Unmishan, Nimishan. But you are seeing. Who is seeing? God only is seeing in the form of Jivatma. But I am thinking, I am seeing. Who is taking breath? I am God only. But I think I am taking it. So everything that you do from morning till again morning, think that it is God who is doing it. This is God. Akhir Arpana. That I dedicate everything to you. But human being, still imperfect, he has got negative things also. What are the negative things? Six. What are they? Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. And they are not six. They are one, changing their shape according to the situation. Desire. Kama means desire. When desire is frustrated, it becomes Krodha. And when Krodha cannot be expressed, it becomes Lobha. So, if I cannot fulfill my desire, at least if I have, suppose an old man, everything through tubes only, he cannot eat anything, he can't digest anything, he can't enjoy anything. But the moment you tell that this fellow is won a lottery ticket, immediately he may have a cardiac attack also. You know that? There was an old man who was always playing lottery. For 35 years he played lottery, but nothing. So then, you know, he became a little old. You know the story? So then he had this heart attack, severe heart attack. Immediately they took him to the cardiac hospital. There was an excellent cardiac doctor and he went on treating him. So when he was slowly recovering, the news came that he won $1 million. Now his children had this problem. How to convey this to him? Because if you won $1 million, already he had won, he can have second heart attack. And this time he will not recover. So they approached the cardiac doctor that you please slowly convey the message to. So he said, don't worry, I will do that. Next day morning, the cardiac doctor went and said, Bill, how are we doing? America, everything, how are we? How are we doing? He said, doctor, thank you very much. All because of your chaluva chai, your beautiful hand. I am recovering like that. Like that, this, that, and going on talking. In between, supposing Bill, I heard that you are playing lottery. Supposing you win $1 million, what will you do? By that time, that fellow's mind has lifted up, you know. He said, what is there? You saved my life. I will give you 50%. As soon as the doctor said, he had heart. So, it becomes lobha, gathering things. Oh, he will get that. This all to me. But the idea of security comes from this lobha. Then, if lobha turns into moha, what is moha? Nobody should touch it. Only it will be under my control. Even my children, my wife, they have nothing to do with that. I am getting examples of this. Just few days back, one doctor came to see me, Telugu person. Telugu people are called half cracks. Do you know that? Yeah, the whole country calls Telugu people half crack. Either tremendous geniuses or cracks. Satya Sai Baba is from Andhra Pradesh. Jiddu Krishnamurthy. J. Krishnamurthy. Have you heard? Jiddu. No, what did you do? Like oil, if it be like, you know, jackfruit, if you cut it like that, your hands will not want to separate. all these things. So half crazy fellows, somehow they have that idea about it. Don't they? Many people told me also. I told them, you are completely wrong. I am not half crazy. I am full crazy. You don't know the truth. So, what was I talking about? This moha. Moha means, this doctor, he has very costly land in Hyderabad. So, Swamiji, you bless me. I am thinking of selling half of it and having some. You will get several crores by that. Then I said that, why don't you consult your wife and children? Chichi. Don't ask me like that. So I don't want to let them know. It's my own private business. You see, he is having some problem with it. He doesn't want. But still, you know, he has to live with them. He has to do all those things. And all is abhimana. Moha comes. That is what Arjuna started suffering. Moha. These are my people. These are dogs. These are God's people. These are dog's people. Like Duryodhana and others like that. That is where confusion came. Moha. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha. Then Mada. Am I a smaller person? I've got so much of property. What have you got about it? Mada. Arrogance will come. Then ultimately, Matsavya. Now what is Matsavya? Jealousy. The moment he hears the other person has got something more. So, every human being, we have got that, everything. So, what to do with them? Okay, good activities, you are dedicating to God. What will you do? Do the same thing. Dedicate them also to God. If we dedicate them to God, then they will not become negative force. They will all become positive force. What is the positive? Gopya kamat gopyaha. Bhayat kamsaha. Dveshat shishupaladayaha. Bhagavatam is telling, Gopikas, at first, they did not understand who was Krishna. But when they came near him, immediately their Purvajan samskara came, rishis. So they understood, this is Paramatma, we are Jivatmas. It's eternal relationship. One of Swamiji's definition of religion, such beautiful definitions of religion, is the manifestation of divinity already. There is one well-known popular definition. But there is even wonderful definition. Religion is the eternal relationship between the eternal God and eternal soul. If God is eternal, the soul also will be eternal. It is an eternal relationship from our point of view. From the paramarthika view, there is no eternal because there are no two. Relationship always requires two objects. What is the relationship between gold and ornament?
Same.
If there is any relationship, the goldsmith will take away the gold and give you the ornament. Both are happy. Yeah. So, they are not two separate things. But to enjoy the sweetness of devotion, because why God creates devotees? He also wants to enjoy the Leela. So Ramakrishna used to tell a little, poke a little fun to God also. If there were no devotee, who will recognize you as God? Worldly people don't believe in you. Worldly people don't believe in you. There were two Bengali fellows traveling from one village to another village. On the way, there was a jungle. So they had a small jungle. They had to cross it. So one day they were crossing it. And suddenly they perceived in the middle somewhere one dilapidated Kali temple. Small image of Mother Kali is there. So these two fellows, one is an Astika, another is a Nastika. One is a true believer, another is totally non-believer. So this Nastikas are like that, he spat in front of the mother and went. The Astika, he saw, he went, it was full of stones and dust, folded his hands like that he did. The moment she did that, mother stretched her hand, gave him one big slap. Is that the way to make pranams to me? This fellow said, pardon me, mother. Because of all these obstructions, I did not do. But you know, that fellow, he spat at you and went. You didn't do anything to him. What can I do? He doesn't believe I exist. All problems come only to believers. Because you believe, God will take good advantage. It's a joke. Everybody gets troubles also. Nastikas also will get trouble. So, turn all of them towards God. This prime example, that gopis attained God because they had kama, but they directed it towards God. And this Kamsa had bhaya, and he directed it towards God. Why do you think he heard that divine voice that the eighth chain of your sister is going to be your destroyer? Why do you think that came? Because Kamsa had to be liberated. But then what about Devaki and Vasudeva? They were kept in prison. Yes, because their prarabdha karma had to be exhausted. For everything there is a reason. Then Shishupala and Dantavaktra hated Krishna. They were not hating other people. They were hating only Krishna. Therefore, he had to release them. So, they all attained mukti by the grace of God, even though they were cherishing only negative passions towards God. That is what Narada wants to say. Tadarpita, that means Bhagavat Arpita Akhila Acharaha Sam. Whatever we do, they have to be dedicated to God. What is the dedication? Oh Lord, it is possible. All these things are possible only because of your grace. In Sharanagati Gadya, that is the last characteristic to be obtained by a person who wants to dedicate himself to God. What are those? Six characteristics. What are the six characteristics? I will do only things which please the Lord. I will never do anything that displeases the Lord. And I only God can save me. And so I choose God. And I transfer all my responsibilities to God. Means all worries. Here is a beautiful law. If you say, I transfer all my responsibilities to you and still worry, have you really offered? Because who should worry? Yes, you sell your car to somebody. After that, let it be cut into 1,000 pieces by anybody. Before that, one small scratch, your heart will be scratched. That is called Abhimana, and I and my Dambhadikam will be there. So, these are the things we have to. Then, what is the last one? Karpanya. Karpanya means what?
Karpanya, difficulty.
No. The humblest feeling that all the five conditions I have been able to fulfill only because of your grace. Yes. This is called karpanya. Humility. Karpanya means humility. Yes. Utter humility. I never could have been able to do all those things. Sri Ramakrishna, from the very beginning, karpanya bhava. Oh mother, can I do this? Impossible. Only by your grace. And mother had given him the strength, especially while he was practicing tantrika practices, etc. So beautiful. Everything used to complete dedication. That's what he used to call Marjara Kishora Nyaya. The kitten, the cat and the kitten attitude. Not the Markata Kishora Nyaya. The monkey, young monkey clings to the mother, but the young kitten is taken care of by its mother. It simply relaxes. David Attenborough, once he showed how this happens. One tiger, it has given cubs. And it was in a small cave. That cave was in danger of getting flooded. The mother perceived, my offspring can be drowned. So it has got a little bit grown up and small, still milk drinking stage. So the smallest, the biggest it took, and some higher area, it shifted. And then it took, how it was shifting, because this fellow is quite grown up, this much. Like that, you know, first it would, like that. Then it will be like a balloon, as it goes on drinking mother's milk. It will like, just like pumping, day by day you could see it. So the mother, like that, 4 or 5 times, it opened, and then called. That's very simply clean. Like, so it left there and was coming to fetch the second one. That fellow was passing. Like that, the mother was trying to pull it. No, it will follow it. Then the mother came back, the small one, not one little bit hurt. It could crush a buffalo's neck like. That is how the devotee is protected by God. Prahladas is the greatest story. So, Tadarpita Akhila Acharasam Kama Krodha Abhimana Adhikam. Kama, if you want to have desire, directed towards God. If you have got Krodha, directed towards God. If you have got Abhimana, Radha was very angry. Why? That Sri Krishna went off after Lalita. Then the companions were asking, Radha, you love Krishna, isn't it? Then why are you so, what is that word? Why are you so hurt about this? Why are you hurt? Then she says, I am not hurt because Krishna went to Lalita. I am hurt, piqued. Why are you? Peak, not P-E-E-K. Not P-E-E-K. P-I-Q-U-E-D. Peak. Then, she was replying, what does Lalita know how to give happiness to Krishna? I am worried about Krishna's happiness. Another time, it comes in because another time, Radha's heart was, pride was hurt. Somebody asked, why are you so much hurt? He says, do I have my own pride? The pride I have was again given by Krishna. This example of gopis, they are the highest devotees. They are called Ekantinaha, especially by Bhagavatam, as well as the Narada Bhakti. So we are going to come there. So, kama, krodha, abhimana, adhikam, tasmin eva, only in God, karaniyam, means direct, what Sri Ramakrishna is to call, mode firyadav, turn the direction and relate them to God. And if you have got, you increase your kama, but directed towards God, increase your krodha, directed towards God, increase your abhimana, egotism. I am there because I am a child of God. This we get in the Kathopanishad. When his father told him, upon 3 times questioning, to whom are you giving me away? He says, I give you away to Mrityu. Then Nachiketa started thinking, why did my father tell me, what is the prayojana Yamaraja will accomplish through me? I am not frightened to go there. It's a symbolic story. Then he says, బహునామేమి ప్రథమ. ఐఎమ్ ది బెస్ట్ అమాంగ్ ది ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ ఫస్ట్ అమాంగ్ ది డిసైపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ మై గురు. బహునామేమి మధ్యమ. మేబీ అమాంగ్ సమ్ పీపుల్ ఐఎమ్ మిడిల్, బట్ కదాచిదపి నా అథ ఐ వాజ్ నెవర్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్ టు ఎనీబడి. దట్ ప్రైడ్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఈస్ గాడ్ దట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎస్టిమేట్, ఐ బిలాంగ్ టు గాడ్, ఎమ్ ఐ ఎనీ లెస్ విత్ ది ఫెలో ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు, ఐఎమ్ ది చైల్డ్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ మదర్. దట్ స్పెషల్ ఫీలింగ్ ఈస్ గాడ్ అభిమాన టు బి డైరెక్టెడ్ టువర్డ్స్. So if you want to get hurt, get feel angry with God. Be angry with God. That's what Bhadrachala Ramadasa does. You know, apply, apply, no reply. So he took all the taxes with Tahsildar and constructed the Bhadrachala Rama's temple, very famous temple, Susara. Anyway, don't worry. Then the Nawab imprisoned him, caught hold of him and imprisoned him. And he said, Rama, I have not taken a single penny. It is all for your sake. But every day these fellows will come and then whip him and give him. One day he got very angry. So, hey, Rama. So, hey, Rama, you fellow, what do you think you have? Your old King Dasharatha had nothing. After you married my mother Sita's father, I had given all the ornaments you are wearing. Otherwise, you are simply an old pauper. You had nothing to do. And today, you are forgotten yourself, your status, and making me like that. Then the reply came. What is the reply? The Nawab was sleeping. At midnight, he appeared. And he gave money and said, you know that your servant, Tahsildar, this is the money he has not stolen, like that he is. So the Nawab started at midnight in England. One day a fellow climbed at the window of Queen and was sitting on her bed doing her and then she could not do anything because he was a mad cat, so semi-mad cat, not a dangerous fellow. But she doesn't know. Very calmly, she went on talking, so that others will hear. And then there will be always guard, you know, somebody heard. And her doors are always open. So they people, what is this? The queen is talking with whom at midnight? They came in force and then caught hold of this fellow. And then they put him in jail for 2-3 days. Because he was a harmless fellow. There was no weapon or anything. He had a curiosity, something like that. How he could get there, God alone knows. Anyway, this Rama appeared and then said, "Receipt." So the Nawab was genuinely transformed. Then he gave the receipt. And then he comes and drops that receipt in the cellar. And thus next day, they release. So the Nawab apologized. I thought you had stolen the money. But tell me, who was that man whom you sent? I said, what is the story? Please tell the story. Nawab told this story. How could he enter into the Nawab's room at midnight with all this money without anyone being aware of it? Because as Rama, he mesmerized everybody. As Krishna, he mesmerized all the Kamsas, the doorkeepers, and all the locks got unlocked. Then he went there. It was terribly raining. Adishesha himself came to protect him, and Vasudeva had to cross that. Why could not you stop that rain? Why could not create one this? Why could you not jump like that? Your sister could jump. Why couldn't you not? Yashoda's doctor, Mahamaya, he wanted to smash her to the when he came to her, and she simply jumped because he only brought her here. Then she understood, I have been put deliberately, that fellow is safe, I am Mansingh. Then she gave all the address. All the address, email address, telephone number, everything she gave. Gokula in the house of Nanda is growing up. Like that, she flew to India Chala, and then now she is established in brother and sister. One brother and sister was studying in the same classroom. One day the Christian teacher asked, "Hey, John, do you want to go to heaven?" He looked at her sister. "Is she also going to heaven?" This is the type of fellows. So, good action, wrong action, everything, good emotion, wrong, what is called negative emotion, related with God. That is what Thakur said. We are all people like that. Nobody can, none of us can claim we don't have these passions. So we have to relate them with God. Then you will see these very passions, instead of pulling us back, they will also act as a pushing agent. So the positive emotions pull us towards God. Negative emotions push us towards God. This is one of the most wonderful sadhana hint he has given. Then the 66, Trirupa Bhanga Purvakam Nitya Dasya Nitya Kanta Bhajanatmakam Prema Karyam Premaiva Karyam Prema Karyam. You should develop loving devotion to God. You should only develop loving devotion to God. So this Prema Karyam is repeated twice. Prema Karyam Prema Eva Karyam. It has to be done. How to develop that? He gives this Trirupa Bhanga Purvakam. Purvakam means that which should be done prior, beforehand, before you proceed. What is it? Trirupa. What is the Trirupa? He has given earlier in 56. What is that? So, a person has to go Gauni Tridha Bhavati. So, Gauni Dva and what is the other one? Sattva Guna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna, as well as Artha, Arthati, and Jignas. So, from a devotional point of view, we discussed special meaning we gave. What is Artha? In normal terms, Artha means one who is in distress. But in devotional literature, Artha means I am unable to see God, I can't stand. This is the greatest Arthi. Arthi means distress. I am distressed because I am unable to see God. That is Artha. I want all the spiritual qualities. That is from the spiritual point of view. So, what is the Jignasu? I want only to know about God and nothing else. Then he says in the next two, Purva, Uttarasmat, Sreshtam. This, the earlier one is superior, greater in value than the later one. What is the later one? Better than Tamasika Bhakti is Rajasika Bhakti. Better than Rajasika Bhakti is Sattvika Bhakti. Better than Jignasu is Artharthi. What does Jignasu mean? So, I want to know about God. I want to know how to reach God. What are the things to be done? What are the things to be avoided? Better than that, Arthati, O Lord, please grant me all the great qualities. All the great qualities which will make me fit to receive your grace. Spiritual qualities. That is much better. First is only intellectual inquiry. Second is remove all the other things and run after only qualifications. But the first one, O Lord, I have done my best. Why are you withholding yourself from me? There was a great Sufi saint, woman saint called Rabia, and she used to pray, O Lord, if I love you, with the hope of entering into heaven, then exclude me from heaven. If I am loving you because of my fear of entering into hell, then constantly put me in hell. But if I am loving you for your own sake, then do not keep any distance from you. Do not keep me away from you. That is what is called artha. So this is called here tribhanga. Tribhanga means three manifestations of devotion. One is worse, one is better, one is the best. Good, better, best. So tribhanga purvakam, when a person crosses sattvika bhakti, rajasika bhakti and tamasika bhakti, he goes beyond artha stage, arthati stage and jignasa stage. Then he is established in prema. What is the nature of that prema? Nitya. Prema is eternal. It, once it comes, it will never go again. Then nitya dasya. What is the prema? Knowledge that this is my most nearest and beloved. Most beloved and most nearest. That is God. Nobody else is nearer than to our own self. Nearer than the nearest. Further than the farthest. Where does it come? Isavasya Upanishad, we get this idea. Tadejati tannaijati. Taddure tadu antike. Tadu sarvasya asya bahyata. Is very far. Is very, very, very near means you are one. And he is inside, he is also outside. He moves, he also doesn't move. Paradoxically, it's called paradoxical language. What is the language? These two things you never see in this world at the same time. But then what is the meaning of this one? That is, for a person who is ignorant, God is very far away. But for a person who knows, God is very near. For a person who knows, God is both inside and outside. For a person who doesn't know, God is only outside. Even sometimes some people are there, he is inside also. So inside, that is why he doesn't come out. Inside. Apply, apply. More inside. You have to think, he is inside also, outside also. They say Radha was a great painter. He always paints only Sri Krishna. So one day, she painted Sri Krishna, beautiful picture of Bhagavan Krishna with Pincha, Murali and all those things. As soon as the painting was over, simply jumped out of the painting and ran away. Radha became very angry. And next painting, you will see how you will run. She painted without legs. No, good, right. Same thing happened to Suradasa. When I told you this story, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was born blind. So he was stuck in mountains. With the help of a lati, he put lati, then it was going down. So he had reached a place where he doesn't know where to go. Then one boy, you know the story? One boy came, he was grazing nearby cows or sheep. And they, hey, blind fellow, what business have you got to be in the mountains? Baba, I want to go to Vrindavan. Where is Vrindavan? Where is blind fellow? These are all mountainous areas. Don't you know? You can lose your life. Like that, he abused him, right and left. All right, you hold my hand. And then he pulled him a little bit feet and said that if you go this way, then he will reach Vrindavan. So by that time, few minutes touch. Then Suradasa realized it was only none other than Krishna himself. Immediately he wanted to catch. Then he snatched his hands and ran. Then it is said he composed a song, at least The cinema it is composed. Yeah. What is that song? And forgetting a lot of things, you know. Padu padu cho karo maamai prabhu naina heena ku rabadika. Have you heard it, Ranuka? You go and hear it in the YouTube. Nayan heenako rahadika prabhu. Pagu pagu thokar. Every footstep. I don't know how the pen. I'm tumbling, stumbling, and I'm falling down. So you have to hold. Rahadika. Show me the path. Tumari nagariya ke kathina dagariya. How difficult is the pathway to reach your house? Then you catch my hand and take me there. This is supposed to be beautiful. You also can hear it. Nayan henako rahadika prabhu. That Saigal had sung first. Then Lata Mangeshkar imitated. Then of course, you know, Swami Dayatmananda also. It was there, that song, in the Vanshi's online. That song is there.
Check some.
That is one of the most favorite songs. Anyway, so this is the condition. So, nitya, eternally, what happens? Dasya. So, what is nitya? Prema is nitya. Prema is knowledge. What is dasya? Expression of love is called dasya. If you love somebody and you don't do something, you don't express it. When you express, it is only serving. A mother loves her children. How does she express her love? Sorry. Your mommy says, I love you, I love you, I love you. But no cooking, no nothing, no hugging, no, I don't know, mugging maybe. So all these things, how do we know somebody is loving us actually? Only by the service there and now. Why is God service? Because they don't expect anything. Otherwise, it is not service. It is wages. So, Nitya Dasya. Dasya Bhakti is one of them. That Nitya Kanta, a loving wife, loves her husband, not for anything else, but for the sake of pure love. A loving servant ever loves the master, not because he is expecting something. To the extent that if God says, do you want to love me? Yes. But don't expect me. I will give you protection. I will give you mukti. I will give any of these things. Devotee says, I don't care. Whether you want to give, you don't want to give, I don't care. But I know I love you. And if I don't express it, you know what happens? Like gas. Nitya gas.
Nitya gas.
Don't take it in the wrong sense. Today somebody says, I love you. It could be pure.
Yes.
So it is like, you know, our stomach is bloating with this love. It had to be expressed. There is no way. Every animal expresses. Observe a cow. The moment the calf is born, what do you think it does? Go on licking it all over again and again. And they cough joyfully. It is suckling the milk. Once in Charapunji, I noted this song. As I read in the Vedas, God is running after his children, devotee or not devotee. God doesn't care because we are all children. You know, small babies, they don't know what is love. They totally depend upon the mother. Do you think whom does the mother love? A baby or a grown-up person?
Baby.
Because she loves both. But she does more service to the baby. So it is written in the Vedas, like a cow who had given birth to a calf, the moment it cries a little bit, the mother with uplifted tail, it runs. I read about it. In Charapunji, we had this dairy farm. So many, about 20, 30 cows were there. So once a cow has given birth, and the next morning, all the cows were taken to graze in the hills. And this fellow, he must have got hungry at about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Because we feed it early in the morning, before 7 o'clock, they are all, they themselves go into the, there by evening they will come back. About 9:30, 10, I just went to the Goshala, and I like that very much. And then it, the cough, and my, like that, very small, just one day old. I was thinking, must be hungry. You know what I saw? That cow mother, from a distance I saw running madly towards the Goshala with lifted tail, because it heard, my child is hungry. And I, the moment it came, the calf joyfully taking the milk. God loves. If God exists, He loves us, because we are none other than His own self. So, here two examples are Nitya Dasya. But Nitya Shanta, Nitya Dasya, Nitya Sakhya, Nitya Matrubhava, and Nitya Kanta, Madhurabhava. Madhura means sweet loving relationship that exists between husband and wife, called Kanta Bhava. So this Narada must be South Indian. Because if it was North Indian, he would have given Radha Krishna example. Not Lakshmi Narayana, not Rukmini Krishna. This is Kanta Bhava. Another Bhava was developed in West Bengal. It is called Parakiya Bhava. Parakiya means a man falls in love with the wife of another. It is not to make this immoral. It is the strong attraction. Both can be exposed. The other fellow can come and then kill this fellow. But they cannot resist that strength. That is what is represented by Radha and Krishna. This is such a wonderful, beautiful idea. So, what is it telling? Three Rupa Bhanga Purvakam. One must go beyond the three Rupa. What is the three Rupa? Sattvika, Rajasika, Tamasika, Artha, Artharthi, and Jignasa feelings. Before, that is the first condition. Then, love becomes Nitya. Because sattva is also binding factor. If sattva guna becomes less, the love also becomes less. So one has to go. Then only that prema becomes established as unbroken, nitya. Then it expresses itself either as a dasya bhakti. So bhajanatmakam. Bhajana means, one meaning is meditate. Another meaning is bhaja sevaya. The meaning, marakosha, bhaja means seva. So bhakti bhagascha bhajanam, second verse of the Omrim Rita. It says bhakti, one can have bhakti. Then bhagaha, what is bhaga here? Jnana. Bhakti marga, jnana marga, then bhajana. What is bhajana? Seva, karma yoga. All the three should be their expressions. Bhava behedakari. Any of these paths will destroy the bondage of samsara. So, gachanti alam, gamanaya tattvam. To reach the goal, to realize God, any of these three are completely sufficient, more than sufficient. I go on talking about it. Name bhati kinchit. There is no response from the heart. It is only from the intellect. That is what he is telling. Nitya kanta, nitya dasya bhajanatmakam, prema eva kari. There afterwards, what is the business? Prema. Prema eva kari. So, prema eva kari. That is, you go on you don't need to develop prema. Just go on loving. That's all. You have already developed. It has become nitya. It cannot be broken now. There is no more growth. It has become infinite. So you worship so long as body is there, mind is there, separation is there. Go on expressing your love towards God. Sri Ramakrishna is the prime example of that. 24 hours, what was he thinking? Only about expressing his love. And later on, that expression of Divine Mother now changed the channels. Where did it come now? Towards man. I love man. I fell in love in man. That is what Sri Ramakrishna told. First, if you fall in man, love in man, with man, then you are done for. First, to fall in love with God. Afterwards, you fall in love with anything. It will only appear as God. Beautiful ideas. Then he is talking about who are these? What are the characteristics of this great realized? So realized means here, those who have attained to that, what is called Mahabhava. In Bhakti literature, it is called Mahabhava. We'll talk about it. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Srutva Pranamani Mohurvam Kurdavim.